Popular rock duo Daryl Hall and John Oates practically owned the charts in the late 1970s and early 80s, with hits like I Can't Go For That and Man Eater. If sales are the true test of a group's success, Hall and Oates pass with flying colors. Another test, though, is the impact their music has on younger musicians. Just check out modern hits from Kanye West and Rhymefest. To the Wu-Tang Clan. Countless other musicians pay tribute to this day. Modern music wouldn't be the same if Daryl Hall and John Oates hadn't met up by accident while fleeing a gunfight back in the 60s. And their influence is so wide that chances are, even if you don't like Hall and Oates, you gotta love Hall and Oates. 40 years later, Hall and Oates are still at it, and John Oates joins me now. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, when was the last time that you heard that your music was being sampled by another artist? I mean, it must happen so much, but tell me your reaction when you hear someone else is sampling your music.
Well, you know, it's been happening for such a long time, it's really not very unusual at all. I'm quite used to it. In fact, we were one of the earliest groups to be sampled. I think it was the late 80s or the early 90s. De La Soul was one of the first groups that ever sampled us. They did a sample on I Can't Go For That, and they called it Say No Go, and they used a portion of that song.
No, I can't have none of that. Tell them what to say, Mace.
And that's, of all the songs we've ever had, I Can't Go For That, No Can Do, is probably the most sampled song that we've ever had. I'd love to hear other people's interpretations of what we've done. I think that's the beauty of it all, because once you've written a song, you've done it. You know, we don't feel that much proprietary feeling toward that song after it's been written, because we did what we did. Then it's kind of interesting to hear what other people, how they interpret it.
So you guys have done some interpretation yourself.
We did a whole album of soul classics called Our Kind of Soul about three or four years ago. So
how did you pick the songs on that album?
Well, the songs on that album were really, you know, the theme behind that album was not so much a tribute album to the songs of our past. So They're not so much influential to us as little kids, you know, and on those terms, but songs that we just felt were just really great songs that would stand the test of time and could be reinterpreted for today in our style. And that's why it was called Our Kind of Soul, because we took soul classics, but we did them in our way, in the way that we've evolved as artists. And that Hall & Oates sound, we wanted to do those classic songs in our style.
That sound has gotten you 7 platinum albums, 6 gold albums, 34 hit singles on the Billboard Top 100. How would you describe that sound?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We come from Philadelphia, so at the basis of everything, at the root of all our influence, it's Philadelphia soul. And that's where we come from, and that's really kind of been our trademark.
So you're talking about Philly soul today. When people hear Philly soul, they might think of Music Soul Child, or they might think of so many of the other artists. The roots are obviously hip-hop, but they come out of a tradition of drawing on Philly soul. Do you ever get to interact with any of the people who are of that type of Philly soul?
Well, it's starting to happen now, because a lot of these newer artists and younger artists are paying tribute to us in a lot of ways by talking about us in the press and using us and touting us as influences on their music. So we were starting to come in contact with a lot of people, Gym Class Heroes and The Killers, and there's all these new bands who have been heavily influenced by us over the years, and because of that fact, we're actually starting to even collaborate with them.
So you worked with the Handsome Boy Modeling School along with the RZA and De La Soul on their album White People. And the track you were on was Greatest Mistake, kind of a departure from the Handsome Boy Modeling School's style, which I love, but it can be kind of campy. So why do you think that you working with them on that took them to a more sincere or grounded style?
Dan the Automator, he's a producer and mixer. He just called me. His management called me and said he had an idea for a song. and he wanted me to collaborate with Jamie Cullum. And I said, great, that sounds fantastic. And I went to the studio not knowing what to expect, and I basically started writing the song on the spot, you know, right there. It turned into that particular song. So really, the beginning of the song, it all started with Dan and his idea, and he had this idea of, like, going through life and what would be your greatest mistake, and someone thinking back on ruminating on what could possibly be the thing that, you know, they might regret the most in their life. And I thought it was a provocative idea, and I went with it.
I made the greatest mistake of my life.
So what's been your greatest mistake on stage? A moment where you were like, oh my God, I can't believe we did that.
I would probably say just years ago when we... I just finished the Abandoned Luncheonette album, and we were perceived to be sensitive, quiet kind of folky song singer songwriters. We came out with this record called War Babies, and we played this little coffee house in near Philadelphia called the Main Point, which is known for its very traditional folk artists who had played there over the years. And I'll never forget when my mom and dad were sitting at a little table, and we had done two shows, and they were there for the second show, and written on the table in big giant letters was, "These guys suck." So I thought that maybe that was it.
Well, the Q magazine, you know, the British magazine, just came back and said War Babies was one of the most underrated records around. So you're still capturing plenty of attention. John, have a great time with the rest of your gigs.
All right, thanks very much.
John Oates is the curly-haired half of the group Hall & Oates. If you're in the Los Angeles area, you can catch Hall & Oates at the Hollywood Bowl tonight and tomorrow, September 6th and 7th.